This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Philip Giuliano. Philip, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Philip, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Brand Active is a brand implementation and management company. This means that we get involved in large-scale mergers, acquisitions, large-scale rebranding programs, and managements of brands that currently exist in the market. So our role is to be involved in the transition and management of every single asset that a company has, from signage to vehicles to branded environments, retail locations, documents, forms, uniforms, IT systems, anything that you can think of that is a physical or digital asset that carries the name, logo, colors, any identity element of a brand. So our role is not to create the brand strategy or design. We don't do any of that creative development work. Our role is truly the implementation and management. So what that means is through our process of scoping out the brand change, through doing a detailed inventory of what are all of these assets around the globe that the company controls, how do they manage that transition? What are they going to do with each individual asset? What's the project organization look like, and how do you manage that process? Through that process, we gather tons of pictures, tons of examples, tons of video, all of their current assets as they exist today, templates, files, all of that stuff. And we gather a lot of robust data around the inventory, the cost elements, you know, all of that stuff that is related to those assets, how they're produced, how they're designed, how they're procured, all of that stuff. And we put that into database systems. And we then work with our clients to create the workflows, drive those workflows through implementation and on through brand management. So as an organization, when it comes down to the system side, you know, we use systems internally for ourselves, and we also use systems that are client-facing. We do what we call a brand implementation and brand management platform that drives the implementation of the brand across all of these assets. So that's location rollouts, things of that nature. You know, all of their template refinements around the globe, again, you know, empowering their employees with templates and processes that they can use to rebrand their assets as well, or manage their branded assets as they exist. So we get involved in the creation of platforms like that. We also offer a software as a service digital asset management platform built on the Atom platform for small scale and medium scale clients that want to get experience and exposure with how digital asset management works, what's capable of it, what's the value in it, do a pilot test. And that platform is also available for large clients. Some of our larger clients that are more global will use that platform to do a pilot program for a certain division within the company or a certain department within the company. So from a systems basis, we do the brand implementation platforms, and we do software as a service, DAM. And we also do vendor agnostic consulting services, where we will go into a company and define the requirements, look for a business case for systemization, lead vendor selection programs, and project manage their implementation. So that's how Brand Active is involved.
Great. How do you use digital asset management when it comes to brand change and brand management?
The way in which we use it is to empower our clients and empower their employees with managing the very complex assortment of digital and physical assets that they have. So when we're going through, I'll use an example, when we're going through a brand implementation with a client that, say, has 60 manufacturing facilities and 1,000 retail locations and some corporate offices and sales facilities around the globe, there's a lot of different assets that have to be transitioned. There's all the locations, all the signage, all the vinyl graphics, all the millwork, all of the documents, forms, everything. And so what we will do is collect all of this information, we will put it into a system, and then we will create the workflows for those clients that will drive the transition of those assets through to completion so that they actually hit their target dates. They have full cost visibility and full cost control, vendor management control, again, across physical and digital asset creation. And they've got their employees have the tools and the templates that they need to be able to take what is a final created asset and localize that, customize that, you know, change language, and anything that they need to do from a multilingual, from a asset integration, from a data integration across multiple systems, anything they need to do in that area to actually manage the creation of their digital and their physical assets.
Excellent. And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Take your time. It's probably the best one I would share. I mean, honestly, I see so many programs and so many clients and prospects that we're dealing with that they understand that they need a DAM solution or an MRM solution, a MAM solution. They understand that what they're doing currently, without tracking, without reporting, without metrics, without visibility into how they can get operational improvement, without visibility into how they're spending their money and how they could potentially save that money by systemization. They understand that they need to change that, and they look into a solution without truly defining their requirements. And by that I mean, what are the business drivers? What problems are they trying to solve? What are the political and cultural issues that are going to impede the program acceptance? What solutions are really going to address their needs? So there's a lot of people that I've seen that have evaluated DAM and MRM based on what seems like excellent functionality. And it is. It's fantastic functionality for companies that need that functionality. The truth of the matter is that that functionality would never get implemented at their company. And so they end up picking a vendor that is not actually going to live up to what they really need. They may be a client that needs amazing customization across their user interface and across their workflows, and they need workflow automation or they're not going to live their business case. And they end up picking a solution that doesn't allow them to be as flexible as they need to be in that area. So taking time to really define a business case for change, really understanding the business drivers, the metrics, how you're going to measure success in the end program and what you can measure currently to illustrate that success. Really defining your requirements, that's business, technical, functional, every requirement that you can nail down, really define those so that you know what it is you're evaluating a vendor based off of and that you are actually evaluating them based on your needs. Engaging internal resources is a big one throughout the process. As we take people through business case development and as we take people through requirements development, we're engaging resources across every area of the organization, and I definitely recommend doing that because these are the users of your platform. These are the people that are really going to drive the success of the platform, and the earlier you engage them, the better the program is going to be. I guess that sort of brings up considering the cultural dynamics as well. I mean, it's very similar for us in a brand new program, brand implementation program as well. Really understanding the cultural dynamics, knowing what a solution is going to mean to the various users within the organization and what is going to stop them from using it. Having a solution alone definitely does not mean that people are going to use it. Having a solution that isn't built around the way people work within the organization is absolutely going to assure they won't use it. Engagement, training, customization to the way people work, understanding the workflows and how you want to automate them, and definitely including tracking and reporting, that's going to be very key, not only just for acceptance of the system at a user level, but also executive level acceptance and your ability to continue to grow the program within the organization beyond your initial deployment.
Great. Well, thanks, Philip.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call and definitely appreciate the time.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.